Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. You probably noticed my voice is off today. Pray that we'll get through the show and I'll get through Sunday's services. Is Trump facing the death penalty for one of the newest bogus charges the deep state has yet to lay upon him? Well, the AP says no, Associated Press. But I've read the charge and what they said, and the law, and I say, yeah, could be. Let's talk about that. Mask Nazi reprise, they're back! Pandemic 2.0 is on the horizon, and COVID is making a comeback just in time for the 2024 elections. Well, isn't that convenient? Well, friend, it's time to fight back, and other stuff that gives me hope that we are beginning to turn away from these morons leading this country right into hell. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Is Trump facing the death penalty for one of the newest bogus charges the deep state has laid upon him? Well, as I mentioned, the AP says no, but when you read their explanation supporting that conclusion, I think it actually proves this is exactly what could happen in this crazy, upside-down country. As you probably know, Special Counsel Jack Smith is wrapping up his investigation. Remember Jack Smith? No? Well, here's an article that will tell you what a fierce warrior for justice he is. What a joke. Well, anyway, that's the Democrat version of justice. So if you look at it that way, if a picture can be trusted to offer any insight into character, this guy looks like a gangster. I mean, really. He doesn't use his given name either. Born John Luman Smith, he just likes Jack better. My guess is, and I know that sometimes Jack is used in place of John, my guess is the dude is an undercover Jesuit. Yeah. It probably doesn't mean anything. But Garland, you know, the guy that stepped in to take Billy Barr's place as the Attorney General, representing the deep state, and that's an important clarification, by the way. Garland doesn't represent the United States, he represents the deep state. But anyway, it probably does not mean anything that Garland appointed Jackie Smith to prosecute Trump 3 days after the president, and I mean the real President Trump, announced his candidacy for 2024. Oh, and by the way, Garland admitted when his decision was announced that it was triggered by Trump's announcement to run for president. Huh. So make of it what you will, you know. So this, you know, was a hit job on Trump right from the beginning, and it always has been. And the target really isn't Trump, it's you. Jack is trying to make the case that Trump conspired to conduct a coup on the government. The allegation is that Trump conspired with others to interfere with the 2020 election and then to overturn the results. Jack came up with four charges. One, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. Two, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. Three, obstruction and attempt to obstruct an official proceeding. And conspiracy against rights. Now that's interesting. It's that fourth one. The charge that Trump conspired to deprive citizens of the free exercise of constitutional rights that some say could bring the death penalty. And they say that because it could. Now, here's the full text of the Trump indictment. We won't read it here, but I have it in my notes for you. And sure enough, nowhere does it say Jack is asking for the death penalty, but no one said it did. What people are saying is that this charge can carry the death penalty if Trump is convicted. Now, the Associated Press looked at this, and they concluded, well, it's false, mostly because Jack said so. But in their effort to debunk this as a rumor, AP actually shows why it's in fact a real possibility. Melissa Goldwyn, writing for Associated Press, explained, quote, One of the four charges, conspiracy against rights, can be eligible for the death penalty, but only if the violation results in death or other aggravating factors, end quote. Well, that's pretty open-ended. Melissa explains that the indictment does not hold Trump responsible for any deaths. Well, okay, not at this time. You see, if they can succeed to get a conviction for conspiracy against rights, well, then they can go after him for the four deaths the left blames on J6 protesters that didn't happen in any way connected to the protest. And if they can get a conviction for this trumped up, pun intended, charge that Trump was attempting to conduct a coup against the American government and trying to overturn a fair and honest election, what a joke, thereby conspiring against the rights of the American people to express their consent regarding who governs them, well, then it won't be hard to come behind that and lay down another case that accuses him of causing the deaths of those Pelosi claims were killed by J6 protesters. Besides, all they need to do is get a jury of Biden's and Hillary's and Obama's peers. That's what you have there in Washington, D.C., to find Trump guilty of, well, anything, including aggravating them. Har har. Of course, you think I'm kidding. But in this upside-down, topsy-turvy Biden justice system, it is entirely believable. Remember, these are the same people who claim to believe men can be girls, can get pregnant, can nurse a baby, should participate in female sports, and insist doctors give them a pelvic exam. Who believe Biden got 81 million votes, more than Obama and Hillary. These are the people who concocted that total lie about Russian collusion. All of this proved, by the way, manufactured evidence out of thin air to obtain warrants to spy on a private American citizen who stretched the language, these guys, they stretched the language of the law to turn misdemeanor offenses into felonies just so they can press a felony on Trump. Such ridiculous and patently evil people would have no problem stretching the meaning of the word aggravated to include their own personal aggravation over Trump becoming president. Yeah, aggravating factors? What does that mean? How about the destruction of democracy? Swalwell said, for Trump to become president would destroy democracy. Well, praise God, let democracy be destroyed. It's about time we got back to being a republic. Anyway, so wait, would that be an aggravating circumstance? So if Trump is found guilty of trying to overturn an election, of interfering with the people's right to choose their leaders, if they succeed at convicting him for this charge, did you notice? Jack didn't include insurrection. That's odd, since that was all the talk at first. Anyway, if Jack succeeds to get this conviction, what is to stop them from springboarding this into an indictment that does include death and aggravated circumstances? Do you understand that they killed President JFK for less? The stakes right now for the deep state, the same people, by the way, who killed JFK, I mean, the ideological cousins or ideological descendants, the stakes for them are much higher than they were in Kennedy's day. These people stand to be tried for treason and to have their 100 years plan to take down America go right down the drain along with the rest of the swamp water. They killed JFK for less. I hope you heard me. These murderers that run our country right now are the ideological descendants of the people that conspired and carried out the murder of JFK, and they killed Kennedy for less. They had less at stake. They will not hesitate to do what they can to murder Trump under the color of law would be preferred. So yeah, I think this is a very real concern. And yet, it's just wonderful how God keeps these people busy constructing the gallows on which they will surely hang until dead, until the last twitch of their legs and arms and sudden involuntary opening of the sphincters caused by the panic adrenaline rush just before the head flops over and their last breath expires. For truth prevailing, it will be seen, finally, that it is Pelosi, Schumer, the whole deep state swamp that has colluded to overturn an election. It was those persecuting Trump that interfered with the right of the people's consent. It was Obama and Hillary and the whole Democrat Party, for that matter. Hillary's campaign that conspired against the American people to stop the person they elected from performing his duties on behalf of the people. It was Johnny Brennan and Jimmy Comey and Billy Barr and Mikey Pence and P.D. Schrock and every FBI agent that supported their treason. These are the leaders of the insurrection. It was Dominion voting, ES voting, and virtually every Democrat governor, state attorney general, and district attorneys, all who colluded to steal from the people their right of consent. It is Jack and Jill and the demons on the hill. It was the Biden crime family. These are the conspirators against the American people. These are the agents of the global conspiracy to pull America down, to remove this last standing hindrance to Schwab's dreams and Harari's prophecies. It is the likes of Zuckerberg and Gates and Soros, too. These are the makers of the gallows for Trump, who, if justice prevails, will hang for treason. It is Fauci and Collins and Dzok, however you say that guy's name, conspiring to launch a bioweapon upon the world to sell their mRNA gene therapy. It is, well, I think you get the idea here. Everyone who participated in the manipulation of the tabulators and covering it up with fake votes, using the 2,000 mules, right? A mule, that's interesting, a symbol of democracy. What a joke. Who earned Zuckerbucks for stuffing ballots. These are the doers of evil that must face the justice of the sword of divinely appointed civil government. Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Psalm 9:16. For by thy words, said Jesus, thou shalt be condemned, Matthew 12:37, and out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, Luke 19:22. And so they hanged Haman on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. Hang on through the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gun Cleaner Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible in one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Habit Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and OCL Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024. A Lights On Banquet.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, the enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, I've got just enough voice left to get through this segment, so you pray for me, all right? Mask Nazi reprise. They're back. Pandemic 2.0 on the horizon, and COVID is making a comeback. Just in time for the 2024 election, huh? We have a new book out, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. It's available wherever you buy books. Check it out at our bookstore, books@dbp.com. Now, it's not the at you use in an email address. It's the word, at. You'll see the blue cover featured on the home page. Click on that. You'll get inside the bookstore. And you can check out the book. The book trailer is pretty awesome. Take a look. That's about a minute or less. Go to Amazon and search Let My People Breathe. You'll see the blue cover. Click on it. This signals Amazon that there is interest in the book, and that helps us. So please do that. Buy it if you can. You won't be sorry. I'm the author. Sarah Green, PAC, is contributing author, and her medical training verifies the science part of this. Also, a 20-year veteran, RN, examined the science and said it was 100% accurate and correct. I researched over 960 scientific articles and studies and papers in my research for this book. This thing took well over a year to write. I provide links to every one of the research studies that I examined with my more than 800 pages of extensive research notes, and I give all that to you as a free download to everyone who purchases Let My People Breathe. Anyone else interested can obtain that research from my website, books@dbp.com, for $100. Yeah, it's worth every bit of that, by the way. I think we're running a special right now, and there's 25% off. But get the book for $16, and then you get the research supplement for free. And by the way, speaking of Sarah Green, she's a local hero here. She remained faithful to her oath and refused to compromise the care of her patients to play along with the whole COVID charade. She does not subscribe to what Kamala referred to as the government's policy of depopulation. Yeah, did you catch that? Oh, what a faux pas. It's in my notes right here. And here, Sarah refused to take the jab and insisted on treating her patients with what her training and research assured her was in their best interest, as she saved me and well over 2,000 others. If you want to get competent medical care that you can trust, go to her website. Go to cchr.us. She's defending her license right now against a malicious attack, and you can help her with legal fees by going to brainmassage.net and sending a donation using the donate button, but you've got to be sure to add a note that it's for the Legal Defense Fund. And I know you'll help if you can. Get the book. You will need it. They're coming back with the masks again. You know my integrity and how thorough I am in my research. You're going to need this book to defend yourself against this evil oppression. You need to understand that these masks are not merely a benign imposition or inconvenience. No, my friend. Prolonged mask wearing is bad for you. They were never meant to be used for hours and hours and hours at a time all day long while you're working or playing or whatever throughout the whole day. Listen, they have a specialized usefulness. Okay, they have a place. But using them to control the spread of a virus is not that place. Not only do the masks not work, they are literally dangerous. They're bad for you. But look, here we go again. The masks, Nazis are back. Quote, MSNBC medical contributor tells Americans to start wearing masks again after uptick in COVID hospitalizations, end quote. A true servant to the deep state. Let's not even get into the whole uptick in COVID hospitalizations thing. I know from a firsthand witness that the Chicken Little hospitals are overrun narrative. Remember that? It was a lie. They were virtual ghost towns during the early part of that whole COVID scare. It was a bit after the vaccine rollout that we started beginning to really have substantial outbreaks. Isn't that weird? And after what appeared to be every effort to ramp up the COVID death count, and I could go through the whole litany there, it turns out, in the end, to have been an overall 98% survivability, including those of advanced, which includes those of advanced age and comorbidities. Look, those treated with remdesivir, a drug known to be dangerous, and then with ventilators, they stood the least chance to overcome this thing. But let's not go there for the moment. Did you know that Fauci wrote a paper in 2008 in which he explained the main killer during the 1918 flu pandemic was bacterial pneumonia? That the flu kickstarted it, but it was bacterial pneumonia that took him out. Now, he didn't mention masks in that article, all right, as a contributor to bacterial pneumonia, but they are. Here's an article that lays that out for you. You should get my notes. It's just full of all the articles and documentation. You might remember those mothers who were suspicious that the gunk gathering in their children's masks after wearing them all day long, you know, they gathered up some of these masks and sent them to a lab. And what they discovered was horrifying. Among the nasties found in these masks are Streptococcus pneumonia, Mycobacterium tuberculosis, meningitis, sepsis. Read this article. The list goes on. Quote, half of the masks were contaminated with one or more strains of pneumonia-causing bacteria, end quote. And keeping pneumonia-causing bacteria that close to your face all day is kind of like a problem. And dentists are raising alarms about something they're calling mask mouth. And yeah, one of the symptoms of extended mask use is nasty breath, but the real concerns are decaying teeth. Yeah, receding gum lines. Yeah, one dentist testified, quote, "We're seeing inflammation in people's gums that have been healthy forever and cavities in people who have never had them before," end quote. And that's Dr. Rob Ramondi, a dentist and co-founder of One Manhattan Dental. And he goes on and says, about 50% of our patients are being impacted by this. So we decided to name it mask mouth after meth mouth. And he goes on and explains, I mean, folks, get my notes and read these articles. My book, Let My People Breathe, is not merely a major vent against medical and government nonsense and intrusion. I mean, it is that. You know me. But this book is important because not only does it show with conclusive scientifically established facts that the masks phony Fauci and the CDC and the WHO are recommending don't work to protect the public against the transmission or the contagion of something so small as a virus. It goes farther. This droplet business, the droplets disappear, they desiccate within milliseconds. Anyway, it goes farther and shows that God's natural filtration is better and safer. And then, in fact, the masks actually interfere with the natural filtration. And they end up aiding and abetting the virus attack on your immune system, and I prove it. Now, this is covered in Chapter 5, Natural Filtration versus Masks, which begins on page 43. When you learn the truth, your blood will boil with rage against these lousy liars who knew. There isn't anything in my book Fauci doesn't already know, that the CDC doesn't already know, that the WHO doesn't already know. This is outrageous what they've done. The masks don't protect from the spread of something so small as a virus. Fauci said so in an email to Obama-appointed Health Secretary Sylvia Burwell. And that was in February of 2020. And then within 3 months, he completely, I guess he had a call from Xi, maybe. Somebody from CCP. You know, that lying, brown-nosing CCP sycophant who was engaged in gain-of-function research. He's covering his own derriere. He was engaged in gain-of-function research that we now know led to the creation of SARS-CoV-2. Complete with the cleavage site that is the telltale sign of a lab-manipulated viral strain. Yeah, it's all coming out. These aren't conspiracy theories, my friend. Friend, don't let them do it again. Don't let them use another hyped-up, lying scamdemic to justify allowing them to violate election laws, allowing them all the flexibility they need to get around all the rules and the laws to stuff the ballots boxes, right? To stuff the ballots so they can cover their machine manipulation of the vote. See 2,000 Mules. Check out Lindell's extensive examination and his revelations on this subject. Look, surely you're not still believing the government medical establishment that told you hydroxychloroquine was not only ineffective but dangerous, only then to discover the study they used to justify that. The World Health Organization admitted this, by the way. They used the so-called Lancet study to support the lie that you shouldn't use hydroxychloroquine as early treatment for COVID. It was a lie. Now, everybody knows that study was retracted by Lancet, where it was published, a very reputable medical journal, ashamed and embarrassed by this whole thing. And the head of Lancet has come out and said that study was a monumental fraud. Oh, you haven't heard about that? Whoa, I'm just so surprised. You haven't been listening to Brain Massage if you haven't heard about that, but get my book, Let My People Breathe. It's a whole lot more than me throwing a fit about being lied to. It's that, but it's a whole lot more than that. It's essential to arm yourself with scientific proof that masks don't work and they are dangerous. And the scripture proof, the Christians not only have no obligation to obey oppressive laws that violate your liberties, but in fact, you have an obligation to resist tyranny. The Bible does say wrestle against them. When are we going to get up and start doing it? Benjamin Franklin might not have known he was espousing a biblical principle when he suggested our nation's motto ought to be rebellion against tyrants is submission to God. But that is exactly right. And my book brings out the scriptures that prove it. Go get Let My People Breathe right now. Don't put it off. You need that book. Go to books@dbp.com, click on the link, and buy it today. You'll get 20% off if you purchase it through our publisher, which is where my link takes you. I'll get into my comments on the fact that it is time to fight back and other stuff that gives me hope. We are beginning to turn away from these morons leading this country right into hell. During my comforting counsel this coming Saturday night, I plan to start my live stream at 9 p.m. You know, so this man, you know, he goes into a store. He starts loading up a trash can on wheels with product he plans to steal. Only the store owners decide they're not going to stand for this. They're going to stand up for their rights because they know if they call the police, nothing will be done. One of the owners confronts the man who's trying to steal from him while his partner slips to the back and gets himself a 6-foot long stick. And he comes back swinging, baby. This is one of the most satisfying videos I think I've ever seen, at least in a few years. It reminds me of what would happen to me in my house if I tried to pull some nonsense like this. I would have got a whooping. And they gave that fella a whooping that he deserved. You can watch it right here. I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gunclinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible in one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, will be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and OCL Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, a Lights On Banquet.
Go to God's War 2020.com.